Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Happy New Year. Happy New 2022. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you. This is actually take two. We were already recording for a few minutes, and then I realized that it didn't all the way go through. The show didn't go live. So isn't that the way it works sometimes, is we come up against these things, and how do we respond to technical difficulties, and how do we respond to when we think we're doing something and then it's actually not working out? Well, we realize it's all energy, and we begin again. So I was talking about how 2022, I had given myself permission over this holiday season, 2021 holiday season, to really allow myself to rest and restore. And the universe blessed me and gifted me the opportunity to really do that because I was snowed in. So I had no way of getting around, like I couldn't drive my car, and we couldn't go anywhere for like 10 days. So, and I know that there's, you know, people out there that live in different places with snow, and that's it's a lot worse for them. But when you live in a place where you don't really get snow that much, and people really don't know what they're doing with snow, it's different for us. But it was so perfect for me because it allowed me to really let go and to really relax and to wake up in the mornings without having anything on the agenda of anything that needs to be done or thought about, to just really rest and be. And this was such a beautiful, synchronistic opportunity for me that really supported me in my desire to restore and to rest and to heal. And when I did venture out to go on a walk, I would have to take the Venus in Capricorn steps very, very slow, like one step, very small steps. And I thought, isn't that interesting? This is how we are co-creating and building our new world, laying our bricks one small step at a time. Because if I would have gone faster, I most likely would have fallen. And so, because it was so slippery, the ice underneath the roads. So I was very cognizant of my walk. And I think that's a beautiful metaphor of how we're beginning 2022. So I'm here with my beautiful friends, Pia and Colin, and they are my Palladium Wisdom friends. They support us in having these beautiful conversations so that we can evolve and raise our consciousness and learn how to be in the new. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Cornelia. It's interesting what you just brought up. Our Pleiadian friends, Larkma, told us years ago that our human culture, our human societies move too fast. We try to accomplish too much. And they told us once that what we needed was a global snowstorm that lasted 2 or 3 weeks, where everybody would have to slow down, maybe even stop, and do exactly what you just explained that you've done in the past week or 10 days. So it's very synchronistic that you would bring this story to us When our friends told us this a long time ago, that we all need to slow down. We all need to take stock of what's really important in our lives and maybe change our value system by including ourselves in the mix and not being so busy and really taking care of ourselves in a way that maybe we really don't very often.
I'd like to add to this also. I think the universe gave us a synchronistic symbol and gift when the technology didn't work today, because the message is, don't rely so much on technology. Check everything, be involved with everything. One of the things that we feel 2022 is going to be is more of an alliance with nature and less of a reliance on technology. Technology has seeped its way into every corner of our lives, and we're beginning to see how it's failing. All around, things don't work. So the message from the universe is, maybe don't rely on technology so much. Maybe rely on your intuition, slow down and see what needs to be accomplished, and move forward from there.
Yeah, I love that. I love that so much. You know, again, it's that intuitive guidance that we are all, you know, practicing to learn to listen better and to be guided more, to be led from the heart, and to be connected to nature. So I think, you know, 2022, again, we're talking about values. What is it that we value? Well, this whole piece about the snowstorm, this was so perfect for me personally. And I love that Larkma said, you know, we need a global snowstorm. We probably shouldn't say that out loud, because it could probably happen. And there is definitely snowstorms happening, I think, in, well, it's happening. I saw it. I don't watch the news, but I do know that there's, you know, flight cancellations were happening all over the place, and people are being asked to, you know, change their flights and different things like that, East Coast. But as far as, you know, where I was in such a perfect situation of just allowing, and the snow is so quiet. Everything. So quiet. It is so still. It was so perfect for my physical body to receive that rest and that restorative time, right? And I noticed how, you know, the mind would say, well, when is this all going to be over? You know, like, when is this all going to be over? I do need to go and take care of these things. And like, I have to go pay the rent. I have to go to the bank. I have to go do these things. So it was interesting to just let go of all of it and to completely just surrender. And this is why I was talking about living in a surrendered state now in this 2022, living in trust, living in a surrendered state, allowing the intuitive guidance to show itself, the puzzle pieces to come together in how, what it is that we're creating, the new chapters that we're writing now, because our soul, right, knows exactly what it wants. But we have to be the willing participants to allow the soul to have its way.
Yes.
Yes. And what you're talking about quieting down and slowing down, something that P and I have noticed for years is that the quieter we become, the more intuitive messages we're able to receive. When we're quiet, we're able to be in a position where we can hear information, whether it's coming from our hearts or whether it's coming from outside of us. It doesn't really matter, as long as it's true information. As we're quiet, as we quiet down, the volume of our intuition absolutely jumps into a much, much larger experience. And I think that's something that people need to understand. If we're too busy, if we're too sped up, we're not going to be quiet enough. We're not going to be in a place where we can simply listen and just listen to all of the information, all of the wisdom that's available to us. But when we do quiet down, boy, the information just comes faster and faster and faster. And I think that's a lesson we all need to learn.
One of the things that Cullen and I are instituting in 2022, and we actually started it at the end of 2021, is we schedule in a time to be quiet in the middle of every day. Mm-hmm. There is a time that is scheduled in for meditation, a nap, contemplation, whatever it needs to be. We allow the space for the intuition to speak to us every day.
Yeah. So you're creating the environment.
Yes.
Yes.
We're creating the environment. And I think this is another key point for us in 2022 is what type of environment are we creating for our physical body, for our soul, mm-hmm. for our business, for our life to thrive in? What kind of environment? We are the house. We are the house directors. We are the house managers. We are the earth angels. We are the ones that are co-creating how we want to live in our society. So we're the ones, we're providing the environment. So if you fill up your refrigerator with foods that are not good for you, then you're tempted in that environment to eat those foods. But if you don't bring those foods into your house at all, you're not tempted. So it's a really good way to think about this, but the environment is key. So environment, intuition, quiet time, all important for our physicality and for our soul's growth and evolution.
That is a really important point, Cornelia, because it's not just the food. That's a great metaphor. I like that very much. But we can take that beyond just the food. We can talk about everything we bring into our house. Mm-hmm. The movies we watch, the music we listen to, the people we choose to be around, all of the things that we have a choice to decide. Is this really a positive thing for me? Is this for my growth? Is this for my soul's expansion? Is it really a positive thing? And I think we have to look at everything we bring in from that point of view.
And that includes the environment we create with our thinking. Yeah. That's a very, very important point. If we allow, you're talking about putting foods that are not good for you in your refrigerator. The same thing goes for thoughts. If you allow a bunch of negative thinking to sort of swirl around in your head, that environment is not very good for your soul, your body, your emotions, none of you. It's not healthy. It's much more environmentally supportive to keep your thought environment up also.
I think that's a key piece too. I mean, and that's why having that quiet time, having that reflective time so that you can really sit and what am I thinking? Because we know that our physical body, the emotions follow the thoughts. So if we're thinking negative thoughts, you're going to feel like crap, or you're going to feel low, or you're going to feel depressed, or you're going to feel not well because of the thought process that you're thinking. So revealing to yourself, like, what am I thinking about right now? Am I in fear? Am I thinking fearful thoughts? Is this, like you said, Cullen, are these thoughts helping my soul's growth? I think right there is everything that we're doing is putting it back to that, like the environments that we're creating and knowing that we are the watchers. We are watching ourselves. We are seeing ourselves, and that it begins with us. Like one of my themes right now for me personally, I'm still in discovery, because I don't know if you all are like this too, that my new year, my true new year, doesn't really begin until the spring, till the spring equinox. So right now from this time period until March April. I'm still deep in the middle of winter. I'm still deep in digestion and reflection from 2021. I'm still deep in looking at like completing things and looking at what I gleaned from 2021 and what was important to me, what I learned, what I want to do differently, how I want to live today. Every year it offers the opportunity to, you know, to live lighter, to live freer, and to let go of more. And so like right now, I'm still deciding what my theme is going to be, you know, for this year kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Last year, my theme was to be a better listener. That was the theme. And it was really interesting, you know, listening to our intuitive guidance, be a better, and I was already a good listener, but listening with all the senses, right? So do you all develop a ritual like this? Do you all do, you know, like a word or a theme or something like that?
I can say I am fortunate enough to be born in early December, just as winter is approaching. And every year in December, I do an inventory of what do I want to bring in for the next year of my life. And that period of time you're talking about the winter, being able to digest, integrate, and plan is really important. So my spring also comes with the equinox. I'm in tune with nature. And spring happens when equinox comes. But my planning for what I'm going to do involves a retroactive look at who have I been? What have I done? What do I want to change? Who am I becoming? What are my goals? All of that. I go through a very long process with that around my birthday, usually a few days beforehand. And then I make a list. And every day I read that list over again to see if I'm incorporating what my goals are until I begin to live them.
That's so beautiful, Pia. That's a beautiful process. This is actually a beautiful thing to do even at any point in time. You know, at any point in time, you can be doing this and checking in with yourself to see if you're on track with where you are. Where have I been? Who am I now? You know, what do I want to do differently? This is a beautiful way to self-correct. And that's really, you know, and to really be curious about your environment, your life, your contribution. What about you, Colin? Do you have a ritual of some sort that you do?
Well, mine is pretty similar to what you and Pia have shared. I look retroactively at what did I accomplish the year before? What was I as kind as I wanted to be? Wow. Was I as introspective as I thought I would be? It's a pretty long list. It's a little bit like what Pia just explained. I look at what is actually going on in my life. Our friends Larkma, the Pleiadians that we work with, have been using a word that I think is really wonderful. They said, become a witness to who you are. Become a witness to what you are doing, what you are thinking, all of the processes that you're going through. Look at what you're actually doing, because most people are so busy. Most people are so involved in what we used to call normalcy, which we do not have anymore. We probably will never go back to the normal lifestyle that we all had because of what's been going on for the past 2 years. But they like to use the word witnessing because it really involves looking at what, not only what I think, what do I say out loud? What are my actions doing? How are they affecting others? So yes, I have a process probably somewhat similar to both of what you have explained. And I think by doing that, it allows us to go deeper. It allows us to be more aware of how we're really acting in the world, not just in our own personal world, but how are we acting outwardly? What are we doing that affects everyone else. And when I say everything else, I mean, not only people, but the planet, the animals, the trees, the water, everything.
What I would add to what Cullen is saying is being a witness takes us out of the subjective experience, which is all about me, 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 what I'm experiencing, what I think, what I feel. Being the objective, being the witness puts us in an objective place so we really can witness who we are and how we're acting. So I think the Pleiadian guidance on that is really spot on for everybody.
Yeah, I think, and that's such a, you know, that's such an important tool that to be your own witness, to be your own witness and to witness how you are being in your life, because you are your own creator. And so why not be your witness? And you can look at yourself and be curious and non-judgmental, just to observe and witness how you're being, not to judge, but to look at, to see what can you, like you said, was I kind enough? And a lot of times, you know, was I kind enough to myself?
Yes, that too.
Yes.
You know, was I kind enough to myself? So that's, you know, this year for me, it's really up leveling again, deeper level of love for self, you know, for myself, and kind and compassionate. And then at the same time, which of course, when once you give this to yourself, you naturally extend it to others because you've given it to yourself. Do you agree with that?
Well, yes. This is supremely important. If we don't take care of ourselves, and this is a really big statement, we've been trained from all social, all religious, all systems, we have been trained to take care of everyone else first. That is what has gone on for millennia. And what you just spoke is absolutely important. If we don't take care of ourselves first, we are not going to have the energy, nor the wisdom, nor the ability to do the job well enough to take care of others, to do things outwardly. And that's something that we really, truly have to retrain ourselves to do, because we have absolutely spent most of our energy outwardly taking care of people, taking care of jobs, taking care of situations, taking care of families. And if we have a tiny little bit of an ounce left, maybe we spend that on ourselves. And that equation is absolutely upside down.
Yeah, that whole, what you're talking about reminds me of the third dimensional paradigm of in the Piscean age, where we sacrificed ourselves in the name of others, for others. So we didn't tend to ourselves because we didn't know at the time that who we were and how magnificent and divine the pure beingness of your essence, your environment, the you that is here right now listening to this is, and how you absolutely have to be first on that list to make sure that you are cared for, that you are thought about, and that you are all in, if you will, and that to bring yourself into that equation as primary. And then when you have become primary, the primary caretaker of yourself, the witness of yourself, the lover of yourself, then we can easily give from that overflow that is infinite, infinitely flowing, because there's no running out, because you are always taking care and you're always tending to yourself and you're able to give from that overflow.
Absolutely.
You talked a little bit at the beginning of the show today about taking, when you were taking your walk and taking Venus in Capricorn baby steps. And I think that's so apropos to where we are right now. You've started the process really in a timely manner. The Venus star moves into Capricorn on January 8th, which is just a few days away. And it's all about structure, and it's all about things that we want to organize and create ourselves, and we have to build one brick at a time, one baby step at a time. If we come into a new year with a glorious resolution that we're going to be somebody completely different, it's built on a house of sand and it will crash. But if you have a general overall, this is who I'm becoming, and I love myself through each step as I'm becoming, you have a much greater success rate for actually reaching the end of the year and having achieved what you set out to do. And Venus in Capricorn is here to help us with that most of this year.
I know, that is so good. I love that so much, that we really have this time period right now that we're going slow. I don't want to use the word force, because the universe doesn't force us.
Invited. We're being invited.
Exactly. We're being invited to really slow down and really take a look at how we want to live our lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you want to live? And we're going to go into that topic, because I want to talk a little bit about our schedules. But this is such an important piece. How do we want to live our lives? And I love that you brought up Venus in Capricorn, and that, you know, this is happening now. And that, so I want to say that these next 4 months, now until April, really is giving us that opportunity to lay those bricks down. Mm-hmm. And define what our values are, what our heart's desires are, calling, and listening to our intuitive guidance, listening to our soul. And I feel like then the second part of the year is going to have a momentum that is built on what we're doing now for these first 4 months. Does that resonate? Or
yes, completely.
Absolutely.
Completely.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. So since we know that, we can just relax with, yes, it's going to be slow right now. It's going to be slow. It's going to take time. And there's going to be times where you're just faced with yourself and you might be frustrated because things aren't moving fast enough. Yes. There's a greater lesson there for you. Right.
Yes, there yes. is.
And
how do you deal with that when things are moving fast enough?
Well, that's a scary notion, Cornelia, facing ourselves.
One of the things that Cullen and I have decided to do, and we instituted this again about the same time towards the end of the year, where we were recognizing that slowing down was what life is calling for. One of the things that we do is we have minimized the number of things we schedule within a day.
Yes.
We schedule certain things within a day, and then we allow the universe to bring us what else needs our attention. And we make a list of everything that needs to be done, and we prioritize it. And then we do as many as goes with the flow comfortably, and the rest of the list gets transferred over to the next day. And it's working pretty organically.
You know what's interesting? That I'm doing that also, but I did not mentally think about doing that.
So that's even better.
Yeah, it was like when I was preparing my schedule in December for January, that's the structure I set up. Mm-hmm. One call per day, one appointment per day. And then, of course, I've got my podcast and I've got my groups and I've got, but still one call per day. And then I already had in there K time. So 2 hours of K time every day. That's K time for me. That could be whatever I want to do during those 2 hours. I get to do whatever I want, which is so fun to be able to have that in the schedule. And so, but I started doing that, and I didn't realize, because I didn't think about it, that this is going to serve me well. And now that you're telling me this, you're the second person now, aside from myself, that is doing this. So, and here we are on this ascension timeline, moving the new earth forward. And so we're sharing with you, the audience, if you're an entrepreneur or a business person, you get to decide how you want to live your life, your schedule, and you get to decide that. That's one of the great things about being an entrepreneur, is you are creating it. You're creating it according to how you want to live. So I love that you all are doing that. So how is that working for you thus far?
What I would say about that is I feel that we are able to be of greater service because we're taking care of ourselves. So we are able to create space for whatever needs to happen to help others. So I think that we're doing something that is of greater service, and it's of service to us and our physical bodies and our soul development, as well as being of service to all the people that we work with. So I think it's a pretty good plan. I'm pleased with it. You?
Well, I think it's a more balanced lifestyle. It seems that everything's become extremely out of balance. Mm-hmm. There isn't enough harmony. There isn't enough flow. There isn't enough grace in most people's lives at this point in our collective social human experience. Everything has been sped up. P and I talk a lot, as you know, about technology speeding our lives up. And I think a lot of people are realizing that their life is more important than technology or achieving more than their bodies can handle. And I think that is the wake-up call. I think people have pushed and pushed and pushed their bodies beyond endurance. And we can't be healthy. We can't be balanced if we do that. And I think the idea of slowing down is going to help reclaim that balance that's our natural birthright.
Yeah, and everything that we're talking about, it's again affirming everything that, you know, that just took place with me personally for over the holiday season. And before I went into the holiday season, I had thought that I said, I'm going to give myself permission, you know, during the Christmas week to just let go. And then I thought I was going to be doing some organizing things and working on different things. But intuitively, when that time came, the physical body wanted the rest more. And we have to be able to hear that call and to be willing to make the change, to mm-hmm. give it to ourselves. And that's a big piece where before, I when you talked about, you know, we were so busy and so overscheduled and so fast and moving forward beyond really what our physical body is able to catch up with, because we're taking our physical body with us into this higher vibrational way of living and being. And so we have to be mindful and thoughtful that the body is the last to catch up with. It's the last, it's the densest. It's the last to catch up. And so it's going to have some aches and pains. It might have some whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. So we have to give ourselves permission to really bring that balance back. And I'm appreciating so much the conversation because, it's affirming to me that this is what we really, really need. And that we restore balance again into our physical bodies, into our lives. So 2022, moving forward, what is it that we value from the heart? What do we value? What's important to us? And all those beautiful questions that you asked yourself and your self-process, both of you, Pia and Colin, I mean, these are fabulous ways to listen on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And because it's never too late, you're never too old. It's never too late. You can always begin now as we do yoga. We just begin where we are today. Yeah.
So one of the things that has to happen in 2022 is people have to put down their fear of not having enough money. So all the entrepreneurs who are out there thinking, well, I have to make enough money to meet this goal. What Cullen and I know is that the minute that you create the space you need to move into a different energy, that space gets filled up much more appropriately with the clients that need your help. So setting aside the fear of I'm not going to have enough or it's all about money is something that is the old paradigm that really has to go.
That's really good. I think this is a really big, important piece for the entrepreneurs. I'm going to be speaking about this in my groups as well. So because people, you know, because you can feel that energy when people are chasing after, trying to, you know, get more because they're acting from a place of not enough. You talked about it, Colin, with how are you acting? Mm-hmm. How are you acting? The physical body, Mars, acting. How are you acting? How are you taking action? And are you acting from a place of enoughness? You know, are you acting from that place, or are you acting from a place of chasing after? And that's a good question, because the question is that, are you acting from the place from the mental body that wanted all of that money or whatever that was? And, or are you acting from the soul, the heart?
Well, the soul requires us to have a completely different definition of abundance. Currently, the old paradigm definition of abundance is money. And that completely leaves out what you just said, Cordelia. Am I acting from a place of enough? Is there enough of me?
Yeah, true abundance is a much, much bigger picture than money or finances. So many people have been trained once again to think that they're not successful, they're not productive enough if they're not making the amount of money that they think they should be making. And there's a real equation, there's a real connection between lack and true abundance. If we're coming from a place of lack, that puts us in a negative experience of, I don't have enough, something's going to go wrong, I'm not going to get what I need. And what we need to do is to turn that around and realize that abundance comes in many ways. Abundance comes through love that we share. Abundance comes through health. Abundance comes through communication. Abundance comes from many, many, many different places of possibility. But unfortunately, most of humanity, most of the collective, believes that abundance only has to do with the financial part of, will I be okay? Will I have enough? And we need to change that equation to include everything that's important to us. And money does not have to be the most important element in this equation.
So in this collective field that you and I are now sitting in and creating from, we are talking about the true sense of what abundance really is.
Yes.
And that we are sitting here and that we are feeling already abundant right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? We're in this feeling. You can tap into this feeling right here, right now.
Mm-hmm. It makes a difference.
Right.
It makes a huge difference when you're feeling it.
When you're feeling abundant. So the question, am I feeling abundant? Because again, abundance is experienced by the perceiver. What are you perceiving? What are you perceiving? Because Colin, you said, you know, the thoughts. So am I having enough? What are you perceiving? How are you perceiving abundance? And defining abundance to yourself, I think, is really important. That would be another good, important question to ask. You were going to say something, Pia?
What I was going to say is it's very hard to manifest abundance on any level if you're coming from a place of lack. If you don't feel like you're good enough, you're coming from a place of lack. If you feel like you are abundantly fine in who you are and what you offer, you're bringing abundance to the world. Abundance in relationships, abundance in where you live, abundance in your work, all of it doesn't work if you're coming from a place of lack. The minute you enter into, I'm in a place of lack and I want, you've canceled out the energy of allowing it to arrive.
And we have to remember, like we talked about this earlier, we have to remember that, how do we want to live our lives? How do we want to set up our environments? And we have to restore balance. that we value rest, slow down, one appointment per day, however, whatever that is. So speaking it out, saying it out, calling it out, defining it out to yourself so that you can see it, so that your ego can see, this is what you value. Or you can tell your, look, ego, this is what we value here. You know, we value this. So we're going to be making choices based on this. We're not going to be chasing the old paradigm. We're not going to be running after, chasing after things. And, you know, recently I was working with a client and she was telling me that, you know, she wanted to be a New York best-selling author or whatever, because we were looking at her manifesting her dreams. That's what her dreams were. And so she said, my dream has always been to be a New York Times best-selling author. And so we could have stayed with that, but then I asked her why that she wanted that. Why did she want that? And is this a dream from her soul, or is this a dream from the paradigm that it's good to be a New York Times best-selling author or whatever? I said, really, you know, take a look at that, right? So it comes to find out when we were done with it, she didn't want that dream. She didn't want to be a New York Times best-selling author because she was looking at it from a new perspective now. That was not. So we talked about the abundance piece. Why do you, you know, why do you want, if you have enough? And like you said, Pia, this is such an important piece. We need to let go of the whole piece about if you're not having enough money or whatever, that, or you're going after the money, to really allow yourself to perceive abundance in all of the other ways as well.
Yep. I want to share a little thing that happened to us. P and I were on a trip somewhere around the world, and it's not important where it was, but we were in a very ancient building that had been turned into a shop. And we were looking at merchandise, looking at things. Pia was looking in one corner and I was looking at something else. And all of a sudden I looked up, and at the top of the shelving on the wall was a very small plaque that had a hand embroidered message on a piece of hopsacking cloth. It was hand stitched. And I'm going to ask Pia if she can say exactly what that was. Do we need to go get it?
It's not down here. It's upstairs.
Oh.
Christmas decorations are down
here.
Oh,
okay. Okay. It,
I can paraphrase it because we moved it when we set up for Christmas, but it says basically that happiness comes not from wanting something, but from being content with what you have. If you are content with what you have, you find happiness. If you're constantly wanting something, you're in a place of lack, basically.
And that really struck me. When I looked at that, I asked Pia to come over and read it, and we just marveled over that. It's about gratitude. It's yeah. Really about gratitude, about what you already have without the expectation of needing more.
And I think the interesting thing about this is that we cannot quote it. It's been on our wall for literally years. We see it every day. And I think we cannot quote it because we have embodied it. We're living it now. It was there as a reminder. Cullen saw it as a cosmic present that we had to take home with us, and we did. And we looked at it until we really had it sink in, the meaning of it. And I think we're embodying that in our experience now.
And I can say it really does make a difference. If we can be satisfied, or even beyond satisfaction, if we can be grateful and thankful for who we are, we've talked about this today, and we've talked about this in other conversations with you, Cornelia. If we can be happy about who we really are, that our true selves, our essence, we don't really need anything else. That encompasses the essence of our soul, the essence of our divine spark. It's really everything. It's remembering who we truly are. And I think if we can achieve that, we don't have to have financial abundance. We don't have to drive the most expensive car. We don't have to live in the largest house. We can be satisfied with what we've created through the experiences that we've already had.
I'm going to add to that also, because Larkma has a very favorite Pleiadian theme about this.
Yeah.
And they say that in addition to being grateful about what we're talking about here, we should be grateful for every experience we have, mm-hmm. because every experience, even the painful ones, are something the soul wanted us to integrate on our journey. So if something terrible is happening, deal with it and be grateful when it's over. You know, yes, I made it through that. Look how I handled it. I was grateful for the opportunity to respond rather than react. There's gratitude in everything.
It changes challenges to gifts.
Yes, and opportunities.
You know, this is so profound, what we're talking about right now. Everything, every time we get together, but again, right now, it's just like, it's so pure and so real and so meaningful, this conversation that we're having. The consciousness that is shared here, the wisdom that is shared here, the tools that are shared here. This is new earth living that is shared mm-hmm. here. This is our way. This is our way. This level of expression, this level of how we're being with each other, that we're coming together and we're being with our pure essence, witnessing each other, loving each other, mm-hmm. learning about each other, and mm-hmm. sharing with each other. And so, and then I love what you said earlier, Pia, it's coming back again, when you said that you scheduled that appointment, you put on the books what needs to be done, and the rest of the time it's open so that you can be in service to whatever else is calling you, whoever needs you.
Yes.
And I really feel like that the more that we provide that space, this is going to take some time for people to really get. So I'm seeing this now, because I need to communicate this more in my groups. I think we need to talk about this more also. This is the new level of being and writing the next new chapter.
So the way to move into this is not to look at your schedule and go, well, I usually do 8 appointments a day and I'm going to really limit that. That's a position of lack. The way to do it is to say, how many appointments do I actually enjoy participating with? And start that as the number that you're going to work with, and consciously leave space for the universe to bring you what else you need and the people that need to show up in that other space. It works beautifully.
I'm going to take this particular question, how many appointments do I actually enjoy doing, into mm-hmm. my call with my group at 9:00. Good. So I'm going to be taking that. I have other questions that I'm going to be asking them today, but I'm going to be bringing that particular question into the group. And then, of course, later on, we'll be sharing this video with them as an opportunity to watch and also look at how do they want to create their life and set up their new structures. I think mm-hmm. it's really important.
Yeah, I think what Pia is describing is an organic way of looking at not only scheduling appointments and sessions, but an organic way of living our lives. Instead of mechanically thinking that we have to accomplish this, and this in each day, if we leave some space for what Pia describes as the universe bringing us what we need, that allows us to be much more creative. It allows us to be much more in tune with what does come to us organically. And I think that's a much better way of living a life than thinking that we have to have our calendar completely filled every single day, because not only does that seem professional, but it also looks like we're making the right amount of money.
Yeah.
I think the organic way is really going to solve everything, because that will allow us to be in tune with what's happening in the current moment or the now moment.
And that's one of the things Larkma is leading us to do, is to stay in the now moment by paying attention to the energies. And you can't pay attention to what's needed if you've got a mental focus on, I have to do this and this and this and this. That's not going to work anymore in the new paradigm. The new earth doesn't allow that, because time is evaporating. Time is not really the same as it used to be when we were children. It's very different.
Thank God.
Yes. Yes.
Thank God. I mean, oh my gosh. So I'm so grateful for that part, right? It's like, yeah. So much that we've had to undo in this current incarnation, and giving birth to our new earth at the same time while witnessing the crimes of humanity and the crimes of our past and the crimes of our wrongdoing. Mm-hmm. And right.
That's extremely important, because I think we've been given an opportunity at this time in human evolution to do that very thing that you just described. I don't think the energy was available in any other generation to accomplish this. I think we are the ones who are going to write the new evolutionary guidebook. We're the ones that are going to create the ability to change the old paradigms and to create something that works better for the highest good of all. We haven't really been working in a context of, well, are these choices I'm making really for the highest good of all? I think it's been much more of a selfish situation where, what can I get out of this? You know, how can I be the most important element? How can I be the pivotal element in whatever's happening? I think we are now, for the first time, understanding the true meaning of unity. And I don't think it could have happened at another time. I think this is the now time for this to be created.
This is so good. This is so good. I just feel so much excitement inside of myself right now. It's like, gosh, where have you guys been all my life? So I feel so excited about the conversation that we had today. I'm going to take this whole show and actually transcribe it, because I think there's, just transcribe it into written text. There's just so much good stuff in here. I've got a whole thing written down. It's like I could just, so this tells me I need to get the transcription of the show and get it all written up and use it in blogs and different things that that's really going to help people. Because like you said, you called it, we are writing our new evolutionary guidebook.
It's these conversations that we've had for you for a very long time are happening for a number of reasons. But one of the reasons, and I think we've mentioned this before, but if we haven't, I think it's important to talk about. The number three is the representation of creativity in the Pleiadian wisdom of understanding who we are, what's happening, and what we can create
it's
together.
It's a perfect balance point also.
And it's three of us who get together in these conversations. And I think we generate a special energy by bringing the three of us together, our hearts, our minds, all of our experiences. And I think we generate the goodness and the depth of what comes out through these discussions that we have together. So it's really important to understand, and it gives me goosebumps mentioning this, that when three people, three energies get together, it creates a completely different environment. It creates a completely different situation to bring more light, to bring more love, to bring more understanding out into the world.
I'm speechless. I'm speechless, Colin. It's true. It's so true. I too have goosebumps. I too am just overwhelmed with gratitude right now. Again, always affirming our union, always affirming our connection and what it is that we're creating here together. I'm so grateful. Thank you for, you know, the wisdom that you shared with all of this. So I want to send people now to what it is that you do. So Pia, why don't you share how people can, you know, look you up and how they can find you. I also think we should mention the international call that you have, because I think this is also an important piece. So now that more and more people are awakening and looking for that support, this year is going to be really, really important for having that support for people that don't have it. Really important.
So we have two websites. My website is about the consultation services that I offer for people, Pleiadian Earth Energy, astrology charts, intuitive sessions, alternative health sessions, and books that I have written by myself, like my stories, which visionary fiction that I did. So my website is all about that. The major portion of what we do, though, is what Colin and I do together. And that website is LARKMA, LAARKMAA.com. My website is just my name, PIAORLEANE.com. Yeah. But the LARKMA.com site has a way to connect with the Pleiadians directly through personal sessions, through evaluation sessions, the live calls that you mentioned. We offer generally twice a month. Sometimes it's three times a month, yeah. But we go ahead, Colin.
Well, I want to mention, because you brought this up, Cornelia, this past Sunday, LARKMA did a very special message for humanity.
It's not on the website yet, but you can find it on the third site that I was going to give you, which is Pleiadian LARKMA YouTube. Pleiadian LARKMA YouTube is a YouTube visual and auditory experience of hope, of upliftment, inspiration, and the predictions for 2022 from the broader perspective, taking us out of our old paradigm and into the new. So we would encourage everybody to look at Pleiadian LARKMA YouTube and find that new video that Colin was just speaking about. It's only been up for 30 minutes. It's okay. There.
Well, we'll try. What we'll do is I'll try to get the link put in the show description when we, you know, put that okay. In there. So audience, I'm letting you know that the Pleiadian LARKMA YouTube link is going to be linked in the show description. One of the beautiful things that you can know about me is that when I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. So I will make sure that gets done. So
Thank you. It's a special message. When P and I bring LARKMA forward to the public, we hear and understand and digest everything they say. We're able to understand what's going on while we're channeling. But in this case, after listening, after their message, we listened to the recorded message a couple of times, and I was overwhelmed with the hope and the absolute
upliftment
and light that short 20 or so minute message brought to humanity. And I
just want to share it with the world.
I look forward to listening and watching it again, because it was a tremendous message about who we are, where we're going, and what's going on at this time.
Yeah, send me the link when we're done with this today. Send me the link personally, because what I'm going to do, like I told you, this call that we had today, the first call of the new year 2022, hello, there's so much in here. We're going to take this one and I'm going to put it in my newsletter as well and use some of the show description of what we talked about in the call and get the show transcribed. And then I'll also put LARKMA's video in there as well.
So Thank you.
In the newsletter, and to really, you know, offer that hope and that inspiration, that excitement that I'm actually feeling from mm-hmm. you right mm-hmm. now, that I'm really feeling with the three of us together, of what's possible, what it is that we're creating now together. And you know, you talked about the number three. I've always been amazed when you talk to me about how you know, LARCMA is a group of beings. It's a consciousness, not beings, right? It's a consciousness. But no, so let me see if I can say it. So a group of one, six of one, and it's a group of beings that are individual, yet they operate as a group.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Perfect.
Oh, good. So, and I love that so much. I love that so much. This is what we want to do here on Earth, you know, is to harmonize together in a group in this way. And that's, I've always been fascinated by how, you know, what's possible when we can each be our own individual true self within mm-hmm. a group.
Yes. Yes. And that is precisely where we're going. That is what we're creating for the new earth, for a new society that actually works together in harmony, synchronization, trust, peace, all of the things that we want to create. That experience that LARCMA brings us from the way they live is where we're all going.
Yes.
Yeah, you've helped me so much today with so many things that you've affirmed, and just also this beautiful, loving, kind feeling within this space that we've created. I thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for the opportunity to share together. And we're grateful.
And Cornelia, it's teamwork.
Yes.
Teamwork. Yep. Yep. There's no I in team.
No.
Yeah. So anyway, audience, we thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Go check out all the links that Pia was talking about. Check out that website and look at the videos, and then start working on some of those questions to your soul. And start looking at the environment that you want to create, and this new earth that you want to create, co-create together with us, our new society, our new way of living and being here on planet Earth. Yeah. So thank you, everybody. We'll see you again next month, and have a wonderful, beautiful month. Okay. See you soon. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.